Kurt Apsey is joining us, Boise State's athletic director, as we ask the AD. Kurt, before we've mentioned that starting in 2018, Boise State is the only Division I or FBS football program in the state of Idaho. Do you believe this presents an opportunity for the university, or is Northern Idaho a territory that may never be conquered?
Well, we're taking advantage of every opportunity regardless of what happens at other institutions in our state. And so I'm not sure this changes anything. You know, they've got a very loyal fan base, and I'm sure they're hopeful that those people will stick with them. We've got a lot of alums up in Northern Idaho that support the Broncos, and you know, I don't see that changing. I don't know if there's a big advantage now just because of that, because there are still football and basketball and other sport programs across the state, and we're just going to keep doing what we do, and I don't think this changes our efforts to go anywhere around the state to recruit people to help us out or jump on the Bronco train, and so that's not going to change in any way.
So what you're saying is really, hey, the people that are already signed up to follow the university or whatever, that may not ever change, specifically if they're alums. My point would be you throw in a few more national events that include Boise State football, and more people, every time that happens, just join the wave of support because they want to be a part of it and travel the country themselves and be a part of it. Do you think that's what it may take, is the next wave of whatever national excitement has been created here the last 10 years?
I think that's going to be helpful for us, no doubt. I don't know if there's going to be any way to measure that, but, you know, it sounds like the question is more around our people up there that used to support one institution now because of what happened gonna jump off one boat and get on the Boise State one. I couldn't tell you if that's possible. I just know that we're going to keep doing what we're doing. We're going to be very aggressive in getting as many people around this state to support us like we've always done. And I don't think today's decision changes that in any way.
Is there any, you know, some states have a thinking when they go in front of their Board of Regents or state boards or whoever governs them that they're the only FBS football program in the state. And they need the resources, and the state gets behind them in Wyoming and Wisconsin and Minnesota. This is a limited resource state. I've always maintained that this is how it should work in the state of Idaho. Is there any thinking to that? Do states somehow look at that down the line as, yeah, we need to support the school out there that's getting all this attention?
Well, that certainly hasn't been the case up till now. I think that, as you all know, state support in general, and I don't think that's athletically related, but has continued to go down, and which obviously forces our institution to be even more aggressive in our fundraising efforts, not only athletically but academically. So, if the Idaho State Board or the state of Idaho begins to maybe look at that differently because of that, then, of course, that would be terrific for us. But, you know, like I said, up to this point, that hasn't been the case.
Kurt Apsey, Boise State's athletic director, is joining us as we ask the AD. Kurt, the other big storyline today, the satellite camps thing gets turned around. Now it's in effect. It at one point was the other way around. How does this all happen so quickly, and why does it happen this way?
Well, it certainly happened quickly. You know, I think the NC2A, based on their statement today, you know, just kind of, I think, took a step back and said, we've got to look at this a little closer and maybe a little bit more globally in terms of how they look at recruiting across the country and how that happens. And obviously this satellite camp thing plays a big role in that. So I'm very pleased that I'm not sure they so much changed their minds as much as they said, we've got to go back and take a closer look at this. And I can tell you that our football coach here at Boise State is very excited that they turned that around, at least for the time being, and has been taking advantage of that opportunity and is motivated to do that again this summer. So he's pretty excited about it.
Kurt, coach told us today that he has camp scheduled in Texas, California, Oregon, Utah, Washington. We all certainly understand the benefit out there. You get out there, you get your brand out there, you you kind of expose yourself to these kids who come to you in these sites. What's the downside in terms of the finances? Do you have to pay for anything other than a plane trip to get the coaches there? Is this a combination with other teams where there's like this Walmart approach where a whole bunch of people just come in and a whole bunch of schools and you meet in a certain facility? How does the finances at the sites work?
Well, you don't have to pay much, I don't think, once you're there, but you've got to, you know, you've got to get there, and then you've got to put yourself up with a place to stay. And, you know, I'm not, I don't know for sure if they can actually be provided meals while they're at the camp, but it's just like a recruiting trip for them. So it's a part of their recruiting budget. Usually they've, you know, they've spent a certain amount of money each summer going to those camps, and that's not going to be any different, but that's definitely something that's a trip in their budget line, in their travel area, and that's where they've taken it from in the past, and that's what they'll do again this summer.
Kurt, a couple of quick Ask the AD questions. This from the 404. When are you going to schedule a home-and-home with Syracuse in basketball?
Tomorrow. How's that sound? You know, Mark and I had that discussion, and I think that might be possible going down the road, but you've also got to convince two basketball coaches that that's a good idea, and I think we would be certainly interested in doing something like that. But we'll have those conversations going forward, and anything's possible. We'll certainly talk about it.
Eddie Zepeda says, is playing FCS teams profitable for both sides? How so?
Well, it certainly is on the FCS side, because if you're going to play them, you're probably going to have to guarantee them something. So in terms of profitability, I mean, it's a home game for us, but we would also, if it's not them, it's going to be somebody else in a home-and-home situation. So when I say profitable, we'll sell tickets for the game, but we'll also have to pay out a guarantee. So it's certainly more profitable for the team traveling to Boise State.
Because they just do they get a guaranteed number plus expenses, or does that have to cover their expenses, Kurt?
It covers their expenses. So it's usually a contract with a set number, and that's what we pay them to come here. You know, in the last couple years, it's usually somewhere around $425,000 to get like a Tennessee Martin or an Idaho State or someone like that. So at least at Boise State, that's been over the last couple years what we've paid out.
Last add on that, I did communicate with somebody today that is working in an FCS school, and maybe you are or aren't aware of it, Kurt, but he's telling me that the non-conference scheduling challenges for FCS schools is real, and they struggle to find non-conference games. Do you know anything about that?
You know, Jeff, I haven't looked much into that, but I can certainly imagine it, and that's probably a true statement. You know, a lot of these conferences now, especially in the Power 5 area, are, you know, some of them are mandating that they can't play those games anymore. So they're going to probably have to start to lean on conferences like the Mountain West and the MAC and the Sun Belt and Conference USA and the American. And, you know, what I would say probably is they're not going to be able to garner the type of payout from those schools that they might be used to playing against teams in the other conferences.
And last but not least, just a comment from Kevin Wilson. He thinks the Vandals should be the last option for scheduling. He'd rather Boise State play somebody at a Division II level, but I guess everybody has to have an opinion about that. All right, we've asked the AD. Let's see what's going on campus. Kurt, I noticed there's a request for fans to be wearing some pink this weekend. Are there some things on campus?
Yeah, women's softball is here in a three-game series against New Mexico. Starts you know, this weekend. Wear pink. They're giving away some pink bats to all the fans. So that's going to be a great event for people to come out and see. And then, you know, obviously it's an exciting night tonight, hopefully, and you guys are going to be a part of that. So we're hopeful we'll get some guys up there in earlier rounds. And then men's and women's tennis are both competing in the Mountain West Conference Championships this weekend. So lots going on here at Boise State.
Great, tremendous, Kurt. Next time, we promise, we'll put you right in the middle and right back where we belong.
All right, fellas. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.